Last weekend, 224 former NCAA student athletes were selected in the 7 rounds of the NFL football draft. 2004 Heisman winner and two-time national champion Matt Leinart was taken 10th in the first round, considered by many to be a drop from where he would have gone if he'd left school a year early before he'd earned his degree. Leinart went back to school for a number of reasons and will likely sign for far less money than he would have had he left early. Did he make a mistake by returning to school, Dr. Brand?
You know, we have to listen to what Matt Leinart has to say. I don't think we can decide for him. He made a decision that he wants to help his team, that he enjoyed being in school, and in fact, he had some eligibility left. He did. He was perfectly within the rules, and he made that decision. I think Matt Leinart is going to have a great football career, and I'm not sure he made a bad decision in the end. It is a disappointing decision. If all you're looking at is the dollars and cents, there's more to life than that. I don't think Matt Leinart is going to have to worry where his next car payment comes from in any case. So for him, even though it was disappointing, maybe in the long run it was really his best decision. So I'm a little cautious in giving generalized advice because you really have to look at it case by case. One of the things I would hope is that if a young man decides to come out early, they leave open the option of coming back to school to complete their degree. I mean, sometimes you do have a great opportunity you can't say no to. And I'm going to give you a specific example. When I was president of the University of Oregon, I had a young man come to me who was on the University of Oregon basketball team. He was just Pac-10 Player of the Year. He had an opportunity after his sophomore year to go into the pros. And he said, "What should I do?" And he was a wonderful young man who frankly worked hard in school, but his life opportunities really relied on his playing ball. I mean, that's where his expertise was, and he was going to be very successful at that. And what I told him is that, you know, I think you should follow your opportunities. You should go to the pros, but do come back and complete your degree. And he had a great pro career.
And these student athletes who find themselves in these positions need to have people that they can go to ask for some counsel, don't they?
They definitely do, and they need to get counsel of people who are disinterested, not uninterested, but disinterested in their future, people who will give them honest, professional advice, as opposed to someone who has a hook in them for a potential contract, such as being a representative or an agent, or frankly, even good friends of the family or even parents who probably don't have the right amount of information and experience, but are nonetheless willing to give advice. So they really need good, professional, objective advice.
It's a tough position for coaches to be in, though, as well, isn't it? Because if I'm Pete Carroll, I want my Heisman Trophy winner to come back. But if we're looking at $5, $10 million for him, I mean, what a tough position to be in.
Yeah, and I think, you know, actually the coaches could probably handle that because I think what the best coaches who I believe are honestly concerned about the welfare of the young men for whom who play for them would say, you know, "I really want you back. But you deserve to have the best advice, and working with the AD or others, let me set up a panel that will give you objective advice. I want you back, but you have to make your own decisions." And I think if a coach does that, and all the good ones will do that, I think the young man will have good advice and feel wanted if he comes back.
But to your point about leaving in good academic standing, that's important in terms of APR scores as well, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, because the team suffers if you leave as a young man to play professional ball and don't complete your academic work for that year. And I think, frankly, that's unfair to the team. I think people can leave early, and that's okay, but they shouldn't harm other members of the team, and they shouldn't harm the coach's ability to win in the future. I think it's critically important they stay eligible. And not only for altruistic reasons that I spoke of, but also for personal reasons. Many want to come back and complete their degree. They may have just a few courses. They may have a year or two to complete. And they want to leave in a position that they can come back in good standing.
It raises another question that if you come back, sometimes you run the risk of being injured. We all saw Willis McGahee a couple of years ago in the Fiesta Bowl in the national championship game. He got hurt, and he was fortunate enough to go and be drafted anyway. But this is another tough position if you're hurt and maybe your career, you don't have that professional career.
Well, you know, I think these are hard decisions to make, and each person has to reach the decision that they're comfortable with. What I worry about is those who are unduly influenced by people who have an opportunity to gain some financial benefit by someone going early. And they care less about that individual player, that person, than they care about their own pocketbook. And I think you have to be very careful not to come out too early, actually harm yourself, just the opposite of the Leinart case, which is the more typical case. People come out too early, they give up on school, they leave academically ineligible, and frankly, they don't get to play because they've been misled or they haven't had objective advice to which they listened. And those young men now have a real problem. They're not in school any longer. They don't have a pro career, which they might well have gotten if they were in school for another year. They don't have an education. Those are the people who get lost in the system. So Matt Leinart will be okay, but there are many others who I think were taken in by third parties.
Well, discussing that a little bit, do the professional leagues have some sort of responsibility to ensure that the kids know where they're going and that maybe that they're going to go back and get their education? A kid from Brandeis was drafted by the Chicago Cubs in the 10th round, which isn't big money round, but he left school early. But the Cubs gave him 4 years to go back and complete his degree, which he did in the off season. I always thought that was a pretty important thing that the Cubs and professional baseball teams have done.
I couldn't agree with you more, Josh. I think that is outstanding on the part of professional baseball and the Cubs organization. We do not see that in football or basketball. I suppose an agent can put that in as part of the negotiation for a young man, particularly someone who goes in a later round. If you go in the earlier rounds, you probably have enough money to go back to school.
Yeah.
But in the later rounds, it's probably someone could negotiate that. To the best of my knowledge, and I wouldn't say I've got this exactly right, but to the best of my knowledge, there are no such opportunities systematically in the NFL or the NBA, and I think that would be good if there were.
That would definitely be a positive, I believe. Well, thank you for joining us. You've just listened to Mondays with Miles, featuring NCAA President Miles Brand. Mondays with Miles can be found on the NCAA blog, the AA Zone, each and every Monday morning. If you'd like to subscribe, you can find our podcast on iTunes. We will see you next week.